de Broadway a Gran Vía. En el programa de hoy continuamos con el segundo acto del musical Little Shop of Horrors, un musical escrito por los autores judío-americanos Alan Menken y Howard Ashman. Planta, creada supuestamente por Seymour, ha devorado a su primera víctima, el novio de Audrey. Pero al mismo tiempo, su tamaño y su forma han suscitado la atención de nuevos clientes. En la floristería ahora no dan abasto con tanto trabajo. Audrey le expresa a Seymour su consternación por la muerte de su exnovio. En ese momento, ambos se declaran amor mutuo. Seymour le promete a Audrey que siempre la cuidará y la protegerá. Lift up your head, wash off your mascara. Here, take my Kleenex, wipe that lipstick away. Show me your face, clean as the morning. I know things were bad, but now they're okay. Suddenly, Seymour is standing beside you. Don't need no makeup, don't have to pretend. Suddenly, Seymour is here to provide you sweet understanding. Seymour's your
nobody friend. Ever treated me kindly. Daddy left early, Mama was poor. I'd meet a man and I'd follow him blindly. He'd snap his fingers, me, I'd say sure. Daddy, listen more, he's standing beside me. He don't give me a hand.
Sin embargo, Seymour piensa que Audrey le quiere por el momento de éxito que vive gracias a la planta, cuando en realidad ella siempre le ha querido. Mr. Mushnick, el propietario de la floristería, acusa a Seymour de la muerte del exnovio de Audrey. Entonces la planta, que ya hemos descubierto que además es capaz de hablar, convence a Seymour para que no deje escapar a Mushnick, ya que si avisa a la policía, perderá a Audrey y todos sus planes de vivir juntos.
He's got your number now. He knows just what you've done. You got no place to hide. You got nowhere to run. He knows your life of crime. I think it's upper time. He's got his bags all straight. You know he's on your trail. He's gonna turn you in. They're gonna put you in jail. He's got the goods and I all set for supper time.
Confundido, Seymour incita a Mushnick a buscar dinero dentro de la planta. Este comienza a escalar el tallo y también es devorado por la enorme planta carnívora. Tras la muerte de Mushnick, Seymour hereda la floristería y vive en un momento de fama con la llegada a la tienda de numerosos clientes, entre ellos periodistas, vendedores, abogados, agentes, todos ellos que les ha llamado la atención esta planta tan particular. Seymour asocia el amor de Audrey a su éxito profesional.
Seymour Krelborn, sweetie honey baby pussycat. Hey Seymour Krelborn, you prince you. My name is Bernstein, I'm with NBC. I came down here to convince you to do a weekly TV show for me. Seymour Krelborn's gardening tips. For half an hour on Sundays at 4. TV's first home gardening program. You'll make a mint and our ratings will soar.
This is a meat, shall inherit. You know the book doesn't lie. It's not a question of merit. It's not demand, not supply. They say the meat's gonna get it. And you're a meat little guy. You know the meat's gonna get what's coming to him by and by.
Seymour Krelborn, pleased to meet you, kid. Skip Snip, William Morris Agency. Forget the cable we sent you. It's nice to meet me. The pleasure is yours. Now let my firm represent you. We want to book you on lecturing tours. College Campus Rotary Club. The kind of bookings my office can do. Show the plant, then talk, answer questions. It's educational, lucrative too. My future's starting. I've got to let it. Stick with that plant and gee, my bank account will thrive. What am I saying? No way, forget it. It's much too dangerous to keep the plant alive. I take these offers. That means more killing. Who knew success would come with messy, nasty strings? I sign these contracts. That means I'm willing to keep on doing bloody awful evil things.
So far you can bend. No, no, this night. destroyed. It's the only solution, it can't be avoided. The vegetable must be destroyed.
But then there's Audrey. Lovely Audrey. If life were tawdry and impoverished as before, she might not like me, she might not want me. Without my plan, she might not love me anymore.
They say the meek shall inherit.
Where do I sign?
You know the book doesn't lie.
Right on the line.
It's not a question of merit. It's not the lie that's a fine. You'll make a fortune, we swear it. If on this fact you rely.
Al final, Seymour comprende que Audrey le amaría incluso sin la fama y el éxito. Por tanto, se decide a matar a la planta, antes de que se cobre una nueva vida. Una noche, confundida por el extraño comportamiento de Seymour, Audrey regresa a la tienda y es devorada por la planta. Él trata de salvarla, pero ella muere en sus brazos.
I couldn't sleep, I took a Staminex. But voices in my head kept saying, go to Seymour, talk to Seymour. I drank some tea, but gee, the feeling wasn't gone. Seymour, sweetheart, tell me, darling, what's been going on?
Hey, little lady, hello.
Who said that?
You're looking cute as can be.
Is somebody else in there?
You're looking mighty sweet.
Seymour.
No, it ain't Seymour. It's me.
Oh, my God.
Your friendly Audrey, too. This plant is talking to you.
Am I dreaming this?
No, and you ain't in Kansas, neither. Do me a favor and get me some water, sweetheart. I'm real thirsty.
Get off of her. Get off of her! You're a monster and so am I. It's gotta end. It's gotta stop right here. Maybe you're tough on the outside, but in there, in that pod, I'll hack you to bits. Open up! No!
Seymour llega a la conclusión de que la planta es un ser alienígena que ha venido a devorar a la humanidad. Y coge un machete con la intención de cortarla, pero también es comido por la planta. El grupo de chicas que presentaba el musical en el primer acto narran ahora los siguientes acontecimientos. Las plantas comenzaron a extenderse por el planeta Tierra engañando a los inocentes hombres prometiéndoles fama a cambio de sangre. Un final bastante delirante que, en algunos casos, la puesta en escena consistía en ramas de raíces de una gran planta que se extendían hasta la quinta fila de los teatros. Bueno, hasta aquí A Little Shop of Horrors. Nada más, nos despedimos. La semana que viene les sorprenderemos con otro musical.
Subsequent to the events you have just witnessed, similar events in cities across America, events which bore a striking resemblance to the ones you have just seen, began occurring.
Subsequent to the events you have just witnessed, unsuspecting Turks from Maine.